Yes, my name is Dave Lee Travis, God help me. And I spent 25 years of my life doing shows from Bush House. So obviously I'm a bit sad to see it go. It was great. The bad moments were when they wouldn't let you in the car park and you had to fight with somebody who had a uniform on. The good moments were every time I sat down and did a show, because it was always one of the... I suppose it was a show that appealed to everybody. It was called A Jolly Good Show, and it ran for about 25 years. And it was just an anarchic show, which people around the world cottoned onto my sense of humour. It was great. I loved it. I mean, I had people like... Some guy was in a desert somewhere, and he sent a photograph of him standing with his camel, and strapped to the camel's saddle was a ghetto blaster. And he said, "This is what I listen to you on." And you're thinking, these people are not normal. And that's what kept me going. I mean, it's great because I've always broadcast in nutcases in this country, but it's nice to know that there's a few out there as well. A lot of people will say, well, television, radio, it's going down the tubes because of all these different ways that kids especially can get their media. But I don't believe that. I think when you want to go back to something that is entertaining, you know, if you want, the easy way to look at it is, if you just want the music, where some stations will just play music back to back, okay, no point, because you're better off making up your own CD and sticking it in the car. So that's a no-no. If you have a station where you can identify with the presenter who is easing you into the right sort of music, changes, can think the way you think at the given time of day, whether it's a breakfast show or a drive time show, can see all the frustrations that you go through and live through them with you, that's a friend. And that's one of the things that I've noticed, that most of the people, I'd say 99% of the people that have crossed my path in 50 years I've been broadcasting, have all said, "Oh, you're like a friend in the house," and that's the best compliment you can get as a broadcaster. You know, the people, you're on their mantelpiece and you're with them regularly. I can't think of anything better than radio, to be honest. And television is so droll, and they're fighting for figures with the most ridiculous crap that I've ever seen. You know, X Factor, that's no way to try and get people who are talented. It's a way of getting moronic kids who queue up outside for 3 hours with about 2,000 other people thinking they're going to be the one, and they usually haven't had an ounce of talent. And then when they're turned away, they start to cry. "I've always wanted this. This is all I've ever wanted." What a load of cobblers, you know. For God's sake, get a life. Learn something. Learn your art. Then go and see somebody sensible who you can sing to. And then, you know, you're in business.
Thank you so much.
That's my pleasure. Oh, you liked that, didn't you?